We have been privileged to study from the book of Ezekiel the past several Sunday evenings. And I mentioned last Sunday evening, things were starting to change in Babylon. Up through last Sunday evening's lesson, it was kind of a bleak picture. God, through Ezekiel, was telling the people they were going to be in captivity for quite a long time. But last week, we started to see that was beginning to change. There was a light at the end of the tunnel. Some positive things were going to start happening. Similarly, in tonight's lesson, we see the same thing. God's people are still in captivity. They're scattered in different places in Babylon. Remember, some are still in Jerusalem. But remember, last week, Ezekiel got word that Jerusalem had been captured, that Nebuchadnezzar and his army had taken over the city. And so Ezekiel was allowed to speak again. He had been mute for a long time. Now he was speaking again. And tonight we see his message focused on shepherds. And it's amazing, even though this was written 2,500 years ago, how relevant tonight's lesson is. I mean, it just shouts to us in the church about shepherding, about Jesus, about elders in the church. And it's amazing how relevant it is. Ezekiel chapter 34 divides itself very clearly into three parts, all of which teach us a lesson, and a lesson that all of us need. The first lesson is about the qualities of a bad shepherd. Sometimes it's easy to see what something good is by looking at what the same thing is that's bad. And that's what Ezekiel does. Ezekiel says, I'm going to tell you what a bad shepherd is. Ezekiel 34. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, that's the typical expression for Ezekiel, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. Here he's talking about the leaders, the princes, the rulers, the elders, the priests, the people who were in a position to have responsibility over God's people. And by and large, they were neglecting all the people they were to be watching over. All of them were. And so God says, because you're feeding yourselves and you're not watching out for the flock,